The National Coordinator of the Coalition for Domestic Election Observers, CODIO, Albert Kofi Ahin, wants litigating disqualified presidential aspirants to withdraw their cases from court. He also wants the EC to call an IPAC meeting in order to find a solution to the current impasse between the EC and the disqualified aspirants. Speaking on our current affairs program Focus today, Mr. Ahin fears the numerous court cases may delay the election on December 7th.
If we are not careful in handling this, we're going to have a problem on our hands as a nation. I'm sure you are aware that by now, the Electoral Commission should have called the parties that have been qualified or have assumed to have been qualified to ballot for positions on the ballot paper. There's an injunction on this one. So now, the nomination forms are there, they have been processed, but they cannot call them to ballot. And if you cannot call them to ballot, it means you cannot send the forms to the printing houses for them to start printing. And we have less than 2 months to go for this election. And if we have not started printing ballots, then we should be concerned. But I'm happy that the Chief Justice sent some signals that I think they are ready by getting some people to be looking at all these problems across the region. So CODIO is saying that they should expedite action on these suits. If we are not careful and they drag, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, I don't know how this thing can drag. But some people are also saying that, no, it can drag for some time. If it does, then I'm afraid we're going to have problems on our hands, because it means it's going to delay the ballot printing, and once the ballot printing is delayed, it is not good. It has to be printed on time for corrections to be made, you know, and so forth and so on.
As someone who has watched or observed elections for some time, what do you think might happen in a situation where the EC is unable to conduct the elections on December 7th?
That will be a problem. I think maybe IPAC will have to meet. And then if there's going to be any postponement, then of course it has to be within the mandated period. Maybe a week added to make up for the lost time or something. But you see, we should also not forget about the fact that we wanted to bring this election back in November 7th because of the handing over to the next government. If there should be any postponement of this election period, then of course everything is going to be turned upside down.
For his part, a political scientist and head of the Center for European Studies at the University of Ghana, Legon, Professor Ransford Jampo, has hailed the decision of the EC to disqualify some aspirants who did not meet the full requirement. He said henceforth, the culture of non-enforcement of laws must stop.
One of the challenges to underdevelopment of many countries, including Ghana, has been that we may have the finest of the rules, but we don't get them implemented. And so oftentimes we find ourselves wallowing in the quagmires of poverty and underdevelopment. I think what the Electoral Commission sought to do was simple, to ensure that the rules of the game this time were adhered to. I think over the years you had a past chair of the Electoral Commission who knew the rules but decided that because of fledgling democracy, he's not going to be killing Oscar parties. And so he would turn a blind eye on some of the rules and decide not to implement them. But then you have another chair who feels that the right thing must be done. And so decided to implement the rules. And in my view, so be it. If those who were affected feel that it was unfair for the rules of the game to be implemented, again, it's a free country, it's a democracy, we believe in due processes. I think they must seek redress in court. That is, if arrangements to sort out some of these issues with the Electoral Commission fail. And let the body politic be a bit serene. I think some of them are out. If you want to go to court, just go and have the matter resolved peacefully so that we can have some serene political atmosphere in the lead up to the election.
However, the policy advisor of the PPP, Kofi Asomuosian, has ruled out any possibility of withdrawing their case from court. He said unless the EC reverses its decision, the party is determined to fight on till the end. He dismisses suggestions that the party is not serious by not completing the nomination forms properly, questioning why the EC has failed to implement the political party's law.
some people have said that, and I think it's a joke, and also it's kind of trying to, if you like, tease the PPP that we are not a serious political party. Dr. Indum couldn't supervise these nomination forms and things like that. These matters doesn't speak to a political party that is not serious. These matters, or this thing, doesn't speak to a group of people or a presidential candidate like Dr. Parkos Indum and his caliber, a successful politician. You can use this, if you like, little glitch that we have encountered to conclude that such a person is not a serious person, such a person cannot be president of Ghana. I think that is hasty conclusion and hasty generalization. That we are a serious group of politicians, and we are led by a competent leader who has fashioned out a vision that we believe in. So all that we are asking for is that we are not asking for some favors. We are asking that the law must work in the way it has been written, and if we had any challenges with it, we will have to, if you like, hand over the matter to our lawyers to deal with it. Okay. In court.
Kofi Asamoah Siaw is the policy advisor of the PPP.